listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what it's like when we see that our sin did us no good. I'm going to read to you from Leviticus chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Here we go. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a person sins unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord, in anything which ought not to be done, and does any of them, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then let him offer to the Lord for his sin which he has sinned, a young bull without blemish as a sin offering. The sacrificial system in the Old Testament was a lot more complicated than many people realize. When you dig a little bit into the first several chapters of the book of Leviticus, you see that God established different sacrifices for different reasons. Leviticus chapter 4 speaks of the sin offering, but for a specific kind of sin. If any one of the common people sins unintentionally. Now, when God says if a person sins unintentionally, the idea isn't of an accidental sin. Rather, the idea is of a sin committed by a person who basically loves God and in general wants to obey Him. The contrast to an unintentional sin is to sin presumptuously, as is mentioned later on in Numbers chapter 15, verse 30. Literally, it's to sin with a high hand. The sacrificial system of Leviticus made no atonement available for the one whose heart was so defiantly turned against the Lord. In other words, if your heart wasn't right with God, all the animals sacrificed in the world on your behalf would not help you. Leviticus chapter 4 spells out different kinds of sin offering, and the difference is based on the standing of the person who committed the sin. In the sin offering for a priest, he was required to bring a bull before the Lord, lay his hands on it, and kill it on the altar. Then the blood of the sacrifice was sprinkled on the veil in the tabernacle of meeting, to the altar of incense, to the altar of sacrifice outside the tabernacle. The three places where the blood was sprinkled teach us about something of the nature of sin. First of all, sin is an offense against the holiness of God. So the veil that guarded the holy presence had to receive sacrificial blood. Number two, sin affects our prayer life. So the altar of incense representing the prayers of God's people must receive sacrificial blood. Third, sin makes our atonement necessary. So the altar of burnt offering, the place of atonement, had to receive sacrificial blood. Now, after the blood was sprinkled, then the fatty portions of the animal were offered to God. In this, the best was once again dedicated to God after the sin. Then the hide and the meat of the bull were burnt outside the camp, along with the worthless portions of the bull. It would not be offered to God, but it would all be counted as worthless. Now, when the hide and the meat were burnt, there was nothing left over for the person who brought the offering. This means that all selfish motives had to be removed in the sin offering. If a priest brought the offering, the whole offering had to be destroyed. If a non-priest brought the offering, the priest could eat of it, but not the offerer. You couldn't bring a sin offering because you wanted some tri-tip, or a good roast, or a good piece of leather. Only because you wanted to get right with God. Sometimes certain benefits, let's say, seem to come of our sin. The man in business is tempted to cheat, and Satan whispers in his ear, you'll make a lot of money and you can ask for forgiveness later, and then the money will still be yours. The adulterer looks at his ungodly relationship and he says, it sure seems satisfying and like it'll make me happy. You know, I can sort it out with God later. The sin offering won't let us come to God with this kind of thinking. the sin offering recognizes that there are no benefits from sin. The valuable hide and flesh of the bull would have to be burnt outside the camp, good to no one. Paul expressed this attitude of heart in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. But what things were gain to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Are you willing to count it all rubbish, even things that seem good or feel good, so that you may gain Jesus? In prayer today, come to God and bring the heart of the sin offering to Him. Don't bring a bull or a goat. Bring the heart of a sin offering to Him. Ask for cleansing and forgiveness, and count any so-called benefit from your sin as rubbish. Come to God with that kind of heart today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.